Let's pray. Dear Lord, send your Spirit, move among us, make your presence known to us. Open our hearts, our minds, our ears, so that we can hear the words you have for us today. And use me as your vessel. We ask all this in the name of Jesus. Amen. So our scripture today is from Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. Now hear the word of God. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be a guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So we're continuing our journey through Luke. And this week, we get to the wee little man that we know as Zacchaeus. Whenever I think about Zacchaeus, I always think about the wee little man. And we remember the song. A lot of us learned it when we were children. Maybe our children have learned it, and younger children. It goes like this: Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in the sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. As the Lord was walking by, he looked up in the tree and he said, "Zacchaeus, come down, for I'm going to your house today." And we know that song and we like to sing that song. I didn't sing it today because I wanted to spare you all that rendition that I might have. But we have really, really fond memories, or at least I do, of this song. And whenever I think of Zacchaeus, I think about that. But this song is more, this story is more than just a folksy tale with a cute song. It's actually about a lot more. You know, Luke, we keep seeing the people who are in and the people who are out. And this is one of those stories. And we always find that Jesus is welcoming those people that we think are on the outside. And we are just confounded by that. What is Jesus doing? And this is the last encounter Jesus is going to have with those from the outside as he's going into Jerusalem. This is the last one. Then he walks into Jerusalem. And our scripture today tells us that Zacchaeus is a tax collector, a chief tax collector. And it tells us that he's wealthy. But Luke really didn't need to tell his audience both of those things about Zacchaeus. Because if we know that Zacchaeus is a chief tax collector, then we know that he is wealthy. Because chief tax collectors had to actually purchase the rights to collect the taxes. And they had to pay that ahead of time. And then they had to hire other people to collect the taxes for them. At the end, they were hoping that they would have enough money for a profit. But it was really more than hoping. They made sure they had a profit because they collected more taxes than the people should have had collected from them. And so then what we find is that all the Jewish people, they really despise all these tax collectors because they think of them as thieves, which they were, and also as sellouts to the Roman Empire. So that's what we know about Zacchaeus. He's short, he's wealthy, he's a chief tax collector, but he must have known something about Jesus because he hears that Jesus is coming and he wants to see him. And so he then has to do something because he's too short to see over the crowd. So he runs ahead of the crowd and he climbs a tree. I don't know about y'all, but I don't usually see too many grown men running and climbing a tree. And especially in this time, it was considered very undignified for a man to run, and then especially for a man to climb a tree. But Zacchaeus did that because he wanted to see Jesus. He was willing to humble himself, maybe even have a little bit of humility, undignified, have people ridicule him, because they saw him as he ran in front of them to get to that tree, but he didn't care. And then the sycamore tree is large, and it has branches. They go out horizontally, so it's easy to actually climb one. They're evergreen. They have large leaves. So Zacchaeus probably thought, well, I'll climb this tree, and Jesus won't see me, and I could see Jesus. And you would think that Jesus wouldn't have seen him, because most people, when they walk, look straight ahead or down so they don't fall in a hole or trip over something. But Jesus got to that tree, and he looked up, and he said, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. Imagine that. You're at a tree. You're hiding from Jesus. You just want to see him. And he stops right underneath, calls you by name, and then invites himself to your home. If that were me, I'd go, thank you, Jesus. I appreciate it. Can you give me an hour so I can go clean up? Because it's not okay for you to see it right now. Some people might understand that. But that's not what Zacchaeus did. He says he came down at once, and he welcomed Jesus gladly. Jesus was looking for Zacchaeus. He found him and then invited himself over to his home, which we still today would not usually invite ourselves over to someone else's home. We just don't do that unless we're very, very close friends with someone. But we wouldn't just meet a stranger and say, I'm coming to your house. But that's what Jesus did. And we shouldn't be surprised, because it says right there in verse 10 that the Son of Man, Jesus, came to seek and save the lost. That's what he was doing. He was seeking out Zacchaeus. And we see that in other parables in Luke. The lost coin, the lost sheep, the lost son. And now, it's Zacchaeus' turn. Fortunately, Zacchaeus was willing to be found. He humbled himself. He ran to that tree. He climbed up it. He didn't think a thing about appearances. He was just being himself. And those who heard Jesus invite Zacchaeus, or invite himself to Zacchaeus' home, they started muttering. And they said, he's gone to be a guest of a sinner? And he was. He was going to the home of a sinner, a chief tax collector. The people couldn't stand them. But that's what Jesus was doing. And Jesus was going to have table fellowship with everyone there. The Pharisees in particular thought table fellowship means I approve of you and everything you're doing. So they just assumed that Jesus approved of that tax collector. But Jesus didn't care, because Jesus was there to seek the lost. And that's what he was doing. And he offered Zacchaeus incredible, extraordinary grace and a relationship in that table fellowship that was so audacious. But Jesus did it. Zacchaeus was used to being accepted, but he was. suggests Zacchaeus immediately stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I cheated anyone out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Zacchaeus was so overwhelmed by Jesus' offer of grace and acceptance that he immediately accepted that grace and then fully repented. He turned his life around right on the spot, that very moment. But then we see the rich ruler chapter 18, he asked Jesus, "What do I need to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus told him, "Follow the commandments." And the ruler said, "I've been doing that since I was a boy." And then Jesus said, "Okay, sell everything you own and give it to the poor and follow me." And the rich ruler was sad because he was wealthy, and he walked away. And Jesus' response to the rich ruler was how hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. Indeed, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. That's how Jesus responded to the rich ruler, who was sad because he didn't want to sell everything. But this is how he responded to Zacchaeus, the chief tax collector. Right after he said, "I'm going to sell half of what I own and pay back four times," he said, "Today salvation has come to this house because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." We have two very different responses from Jesus to both these wealthy men. And the difference was the attitude of those who are being offered grace. The rich ruler, he was checking off the boxes. You look at him, he appeared righteous. He was following the commandments. Check, check, check. But Jesus knew where his heart really was. And where his heart was with money. It was too difficult for him. He couldn't do what Jesus wanted him to do. But Zacchaeus, his heart was changed. He was being accepted, and he wasn't normally accepted. And it warmed his heart so much that he immediately turned around and repented and said, "Okay, I'm going to give half of what I own to the poor and give back four times anything I've taken from people." He decided right there on the spot that my life has changed forever, even his livelihood. Now, we would expect Jesus, from what we've heard him say about the rich before now, for this story to have ended in a much different way. But it didn't. The reason is because Zacchaeus accepted Jesus' grace. And so those we expect to be excluded on the outside were actually welcomed in to God's kingdom. And so as I was studying this, it made me wonder, who am I excluding? Is there someone that I consider not worthy to receive God's grace? Is there someone or a group of people that we might consider to be unworthy of receiving God's grace? Can't imagine having table fellowship with them? I think we might be look at ourselves and see if some of that we might be doing some of that. Because we don't want to think of the insiders and the outsiders, because in God's kingdom, we're all insiders. Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. And that's all of us. At some point, we're one or the other of the people in these stories that we've been looking at. So I want us to think about it this week. Do we have a group or a person that we're thinking on the outside? Are we like those Pharisees who are muttering, going, "I can't believe they're doing stuff together? Why would you want to be in a relationship with that person? I suspect we all have some of that that's in us. So let's think about it this week. Figure out, where do we fall in this story? Are we the murmurers? Are we like the rich ruler who can't give up everything that Jesus wants us to give up to follow? Are we like Zacchaeus? Can't believe that we're finally being accepted and then wanting to turn our lives around. But what I can be sure of is that giving our lives fully to Jesus takes a lot. And frequently there's a little piece of us that we want to hold on to. But Jesus wants all. Jesus wants full repentance. And frequently that means we have to change our life in very, very significant ways. So let's think this week about, what are we willing to give up for Christ? Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for all the ways you search for us, woo us, and bring us into relationship with you. Help us to be as open to your grace as Zacchaeus was, and help us to act on your grace with the immediacy and excitement that he did. Show us the areas of our lives that are in the way of our relationship with you, and help us to fully repent. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.